in the pharmaceutical industry, the ability to simulate the interaction of chemicals and do it in the computer rather than in test tubes and petri dishes can speed up by years the discovery and testing of new pharmaceuticals. Mercedes, BMW, Fiat, Volvo, Saab, all design cars today on computers. No physical mock-ups, no models. In aviation, Dassault pioneered many of these techniques, and Boeing broke new ground when it designed the 777 airplane entirely on computers. It was a very bold move, and even some of Boeing's engineers had trepidations. I had trepidations because 3 months after I joined IBM, I went out to Boeing to see my good friend Frank Schrantz, who was the CEO. And Frank said to me, since this new airplane was built on your computers, maybe you should go on the first flight. And I said, it is my wife's birthday. And he said, I didn't even tell you the date yet. Coward. Computer simulation saves time, saves money, and it gives customers a competitive advantage. And it can do more than that. Recently, the U.S. Department of Energy asked IBM to build a gigantic supercomputer to simulate nuclear weapons so that they will never have to be exploded for test purposes ever again.